Angela Bassett is a contender for this year's Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever. If she wins, she would become the first actor from any Marvel movie to win an Academy Award. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
Angela Bassett plays Wakanda's Queen Ramonda, who has lost her son T'Challa, the Black Panther. Then in this film, her daughter Shuri is taken away to an underwater kingdom. So her fury is understandable.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world, and my entire family is gone!
She is mother, and she is queen, and she is strong, and she is vulnerable, and she's not so removed from any woman.
In person, Bassett is just as regal as Queen Ramonda. After a special screening by the Film Academy, she gestures gracefully with her hands as she talks about her Oscar nomination.
Oh, you know, be careful what you ask for. It is a blessing, but it is a lift. It is a lift. But as the word says, to whom much is given, much is required, and a lot is required.
On screen, Bassett has made a career of portraying women who are strong in many ways. Rosa Parks, Betty Shabazz, Coretta Scott King, Michelle Obama's voice, and powerhouse singer Tina Turner.
I'm ready. I'm ready, and I know what I want.
Bassett earned her first Oscar nomination for that role in the 1993 film What's Love Got to Do With It? She says she's blessed to have played so many of her real-life heroes.
They're women who have sacrificed, women who've been an inspiration, whether it's Rosa Parks, the seemingly simple women who, at their core, they're extraordinarily strong. You know, they're very intelligent women, very driven, very caring. Or Tina, you know, just someone who can lose or give up what seems to be a great deal and still rise like a phoenix.
Bassett was born in New York in 1958 and grew up in North Carolina, then St. Petersburg, Florida. She lived there with her single mother and was bused to school across town along with other Black children in her neighborhood.
We were at that time where you would run outside and say, you know, Black people on TV when the Supremes were, you know, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Bassett remembers dancing to the Jackson Five, whose mother, Catherine, she would later portray on a TV miniseries. As a teen, she went on a trip to Washington, D.C. with the group Upward Bound and was mesmerized by a play they went to see.
There's this Black man on stage in Steinbeck's A Mice and Men, James Earl Jones, and I'm the last one in the theater, you know, as they're cleaning up, and I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out because I so believe that he had been shot. I thought, oh my gosh, if I could make people feel the way I feel right now, which is toe up from the flow up.
So she studied at the Yale School of Drama, where she met classmate Courtney Vance, another actor who she would marry years later. On stage in New York, she was in some August Wilson plays, but her big break was in John Singleton's 1991 movie Boys in the Hood. In this scene, her character confronts her son's father, played by Lawrence Fishburne.
It's my time to talk. Of course you took in your son, my son, our son. And you taught him what he needed to be a man. I'll give you that, because most men ain't man enough to do what you did. But that gives you no reason, do you hear me? No reason to tell me that I can't be a mother to my son. What you did is no different from what mothers have been doing from the beginning of time. It's just too bad more brothers won't do the same.
That's my girl. There she is.
Oscar-winning costume designer Ruth E. Carter has worked on 7 of Bassett's films, What's Love Got to Do With It, Malcolm X, Waiting to Exhale, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Chi-Raq, and the 2 Black Panther films.
For a Black woman to be in this industry and to have lasted as long as she has and to have played so many amazing roles, then also to have a family, to have kids, to have, you know, a lovely husband. You know, she's a full package here.
Black Panther director Ryan Coogler says he grew up watching Bassett's films with his mother and his aunts.
Particularly was aware of the effect that she had on the women in my family. But everybody loves Angela. Men love Angela. You know what I'm saying? Like she's like a national treasure. You know what I mean?
Coogler says he's honored that Bassett played Wakanda's queen. He says after lead actor Chadwick Boseman died, Bassett was a calm anchor for the cast and crew. He says the way she delivered one key line to T'Challa in the first film stays with him.
And it is your time to be king.
She was like, yo, it's your time to be king. And I was like, I felt myself kind of like stand up straighter.
It was like she was talking to you?
Like she's talking to everybody.
Lift me up.
Coogler and Carter say this award season, after a long career on stage, TV, and film, it's Angela Bassett's time to receive her crown. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.